The Lac des Flambeaux tribe will pay millions to settle a lawsuit that accused the tribe of taking advantage of people with high-interest loans. The tribe denies wrongdoing. It's Monday, August 19th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance spoke to Milwaukee's police union. A northern Wisconsin candidate is objecting to election results after hundreds of ballots were misprinted. And reporter Anya Van Wagtendonk looks at how Democrats are trying to hold the blue wall state of Wisconsin. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Community support makes these 10 minutes of Wisconsin news possible. Your gift now at wpr.org/givewitoday makes the news you can use on Wisconsin Today available to you and everyone else. Thank you.
Lac des Flambeaux tribal leaders and non-tribal lenders have reached a roughly $37 million settlement with borrowers over high-interest loans. As Daniel Kading reports, it stems from a federal class action lawsuit that alleged they engaged in predatory lending.
Lac des Flambeaux tribal officials will pay about $2 million as part of the deal. The settlement includes canceling about $1.4 billion in outstanding loans issued by non-tribal lenders. Attorneys brought the class action lawsuit on behalf of clients in Virginia, Georgia, and other states 4 years ago. They argue lending companies that claim to be owned and operated by the tribe issued loans with excessive interest rates in violation of state and federal laws. Loans often had interest rates in excess of 700%. In a statement, the tribe's business arm denied any wrongdoing. Tribal officials say the loans were legal under tribal law and benefited consumers who couldn't obtain financing elsewhere. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A first-of-its-kind energy storage system coming to Columbia County took a step forward this month. Alliant Energy filed an application with regulators to build the facility. The project would store excess energy by converting carbon dioxide gas into a compressed liquid. It would then convert that liquid back into a gas, powering a turbine to generate electricity. The gas will be stored in what officials call an energy dome. It's the first project of its kind in North America. An Italian company has already worked on a technology on a smaller scale in Europe. Oliver Schmitz is with UW-Madison's Clean Energy Community Initiative. He says the project will also incorporate a workforce development component.
We want to develop curricula, coursework that can bring people into the space and offer them real job opportunities.
Construction could begin next year. Alliant hopes to bring the facility online in 2027. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance was in Milwaukee on Friday to tout the campaign's law and order approach. Evan Casey has more from the visit.
Vance spoke to a small crowd of supporters at the headquarters of the Milwaukee Police Association Union, who endorsed the campaign Friday. He said former President Donald Trump's policies will lead to a safer country for both citizens and police officers.
How can you have a country? How can you have an American dream? How can you have poor children who look to the future with optimism and hope if they can't walk down the streets of their neighborhood safely?
Trump's campaign website said he wants to bring the National Guard into high-crime communities and strengthen qualified immunity for police. A statement from Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign said Vance was supporting a convicted felon. It went on to say that Harris is the, quote, only candidate who will keep our community safe and protect our democracy. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Vance is expected to be back in the Badger State on Tuesday with a visit to Kenosha. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz have a rally planned the same day in Milwaukee as the Democratic National Convention is held in Chicago. A Republican candidate for Wisconsin Assembly is calling for a new election because of a ballot misprint in northern Wisconsin. Voters in the Douglas County town of Summit were unable to vote in the Republican primary for the 74th State Assembly District on Tuesday. That's because their ballots were mistakenly printed with candidates for the 73rd District. Republican candidate Scott Harbridge is calling on the public to demand a new election. He declined a request for comment on the story. Deborah Cronmiller is the director of the League of Women Voters, Wisconsin. She says the county clerk's decision not to remedy the mistake on Election Day is frustrating, but she understands it.
The problem is the voters who voted absentee, we knew, did not have an opportunity to remedy. It would only have been those polling place voters who came in subsequent to the programming change.
Cronmiller says an election redo is usually ordered by a court. No lawsuits have been filed yet. Coming up, as the Democratic National Convention kicks off in Chicago, Democrats still say winning in Wisconsin is crucial to making it to the White House. We'll have more on that right after this break.
Larry is news you can use.
Thank you, Larry. It's great to be on your show again as we move inexorably towards spring.
You're wondering how hot this summer is going to be?
You know, everything has been a month early this year.
Well, I think we got warm in February.
We did. This year was just, this year was weird across the board, as we all know.
The Larry Mueller Show, weekday mornings at 11 on WPR News.
When Vice President Kamala Harris holds a rally in Milwaukee next week, it will be her seventh visit to Wisconsin this year. As Anya Van Wagten-Donk reports, it's a stark contrast to 2016, when some Democrats thought their candidate took Wisconsin for granted.
Days after launching her presidential campaign last month, Vice President Kamala Harris could have held her first big public event anywhere. She went to the Milwaukee suburbs.
Thank you all. Thank you.
2 weeks later, she was in Eau Claire, this time as part of a swing state tour with her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. And she was clear about why she was back in Wisconsin.
The path to the White House runs right through this state. And with your help, we will win in November. We are going to win.
The frequency of Harris's Wisconsin visits and President Joe Biden's before her underscore the importance that Democrats are placing on the state. And it's a massive difference from 2016. That's the campaign cycle when then-Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton didn't come to Wisconsin at all. Sam Munger is a veteran Democratic policy advisor. He said Democrats learned a lasting lesson from that election.
There's become a sort of article of faith, kind of chiseled somewhere on the tablet of Democratic commandments, thou shalt not forget Wisconsin, because of what happened with Hillary.
Wisconsin is part of the so-called Blue Wall. It's a fortress of battleground states that Democrats see as must win. And they remember when that wall crumbled on election night of 2016, says John Nichols, a progressive writer who's authored books on Wisconsin politics. He recalls watching election returns as Trump outperformed expectations in state after state.
Democrats, up to that point in 2016, they were saying, well, you know, wait for Wisconsin. Wisconsin will clean up a lot of this mess.
When Wisconsin went to Trump that year, Democrats were crushed. Today, that loss still influences the way they run campaigns. Wisconsin is a relatively small state in terms of electoral votes, but Nichols says a campaign that doesn't take the state seriously isn't playing to win.
Oddly, because Wisconsin is so frequently close, what that means is that if you do figure out Wisconsin, if you figure out how to campaign effectively in Wisconsin, you tip the balance.
In 2020, Biden narrowly defeated Trump. This year, the state is front and center again. On a recent windy Saturday in Milwaukee's Washington Park, Democrats hosted a gathering to connect with local voters. A couple dozen attendees ate mac and cheese and collard greens, and kids played cornhole on a set still painted with the Biden campaign logo. Nearby stood Jalia Jefferson, a Democratic Party organizer. Jefferson says the memory of losing in 2016 fuels a lot of volunteer work.
People, a lot of the times they come into the office and they say they want to get involved because they know that they could have done more in 2016, and then they saw the result of that.
That ground game has been building for years, according to Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler.
When it goes well, there's a real sense of like, we did that. You know, it might not have happened if we hadn't done everything we could.
And the pressure is also on for Republicans. They signaled their investment in winning Wisconsin by holding the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last month. Andrew Iverson is the executive director of the Republican Party of Wisconsin.
If Democrats know they need to win Wisconsin, Republicans know they need to win Wisconsin. So it all comes down to this state.
Iverson said they're working to outperform in traditional Republican areas and to cut into Democratic margins in cities.
There isn't one or two areas that we can just fully focus on. We need to do well in every single corner of the state.
With less than 3 months before Election Day, both candidates are expected to crisscross Wisconsin at least a few more times. That includes this week. Smack in the middle of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, Harris will make her third visit to Wisconsin in less than a month with a rally back in Milwaukee. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Anya Van Wagten-Donk.
And that's today's podcast for this Monday. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. You can catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back again tomorrow with the latest news about Wisconsin and the world. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.